This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 at WCHL, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, starting to warm up now. Mostly sunny today. Look for a beautiful day. High today in the low 80s. No mention of any rain. The Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on Tuesday for a more balanced approach and encouraged UNC to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency in all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for UNC as well as other universities across the country on how to fight the growing issue in higher education.
And we thought that we should come up with a series of serious and substantial recommendations to help the university in its quest for conducting a program that it feels very good about, and that has certainly been a long tradition at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Jim Delaney, the longtime commissioner of the Big Ten Conference and Carolina alum, says a clear chain of command and leadership is necessary to deal with the relationship between academics and athletics at universities.
There must be bright lines to delineate the assignment of responsibility and authority so that, as a result, institutional control can be established and maintained.
Executive Director of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics, Amy Perko, says UNC has to strive for greater transparency and practice more responsible spending in order to achieve a healthy balance between the sport and academic realms on campus.
These recommendations call for greater transparency of athletic spending by publishing the institution's NCAA financial reports and other relevant financial data. More broadly, we recommend the institution renew its commitment to maintaining responsible spending for athletics when compared with spending on the academic enterprise.
A mandatory education program for coaches in the Atlantic Coast Conference was offered up by the panel as well. Perko says she thinks a more formal approach will help the coaches get on board with the educational missions at their respective universities.
As we all know, coaches are under great pressure to win and are increasingly viewed as being separated from the educational mission of their universities, a perspective that often heightens campus tensions over the role of athletics in the life of the university. We believe coaches will welcome the suggested formal investment into their professional development as educators.
Ultimately, Rawlings says he feels that UNC and other schools must act now to save the integrity of higher education. He says we've reached the tipping point.
Because, in fact, I think our panel believes we're reaching a tipping point in intercollegiate athletics. And the tipping point comes now because there's so much revenue pouring into intercollegiate athletics, and the budgets for universities' academic programs have been so tight in the past few years that it's out of balance.
You can read this story and listen to the entire Rawlings panel report on our website, chapelbro.com. Director of Athletics at Carolina, Bubba Cunningham, immediate reaction.
I don't know if there's anything that really surprised me. I do appreciate all the work of the committee. I know they put in an awful lot of time taking a look at the University of North Carolina, taking a look at the, kind of the national landscape. And, you know, they put forward what they felt were some very productive recommendations, both for the university and for us to carry forward to our conference.
Bubba Cunningham had a long conversation with Aaron Keck yesterday on WCHL. You can hear that whole conversation on our website at chapelbro.com. Also, more details at the bottom of the hour. North Carolina leading scorer P.J. Hairston has pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of speeding and an unsafe movement violation after being cited for reckless driving in July. Rowan County District Judge Kevin Ettinger accepted the plea on Tuesday for driving 75 miles per hour in a 65 zone from attorney T. Gregory Jones. Hairston did not attend the hearing. He was required to pay a $40 fine and court cost. Hairston was cited for driving 93 miles per hour on I-85 on July 28th. The school indefinitely suspended the basketball player hours later. It was the third off-court misstep this season who was cited. He was cited twice in a month while driving a rental vehicle linked to a felon. He was driving a car registered to a friend when cited in July. Again, P.J. Hairston. The waters have receded following this summer's massive flooding on June 30th, but some of the residents of Carborough have said the problem will persist unless the town makes some major changes to its infrastructure. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The type of rain event we're getting is really changing. It's more intense, it's more often, But I think we need to have a very serious conversation in the near future about our infrastructure.
That's Carrboro Alderman member Jacqueline Gist speaking at Tuesday's board meeting about the flooding problems that continue to impact neighbors along Old Pittsboro Road. Over on South Greensboro Street, Carrboro officials condemned about 24 homes at the Rocky Brook Mobile Home Park as a result of the June 30th rainstorm that dumped more than 5 inches in just a few hours.
I don't think that our infrastructure can handle this change. It was built towards a different type of rain event.
More on this story from Rachel Nash on our website at chapelboro.com. Carrboro's new police chief, Walter Horton, says he's confident in the department's ability to keep the town safe, but he's ready to meet with the department heads to see where improvements might be made.
We have a lot of changes going around here, so I've had to promote a new captain. Want to talk with them, get their viewpoints. Also want to meet with the other officers to get their viewpoint of what they're like, dislike, maybe get an idea of the direction they also think we should be moving in.
Chief Horton took over for Carolyn Hutchison on September 1st, who served for nearly 3 decades in the department and many years as chief. She joined the force in 1984 and rose through the ranks, earning the top spot in 1998 and becoming the state's first openly gay police chief. Horton is a Carrboro native and a 20-year veteran of the police department. He says he's certain the transition will be smooth because of the strong foundation that Chief Hutchison has passed on.
Our officers are a great bunch of guys, so I'm very lucky that I'm not inheriting any kind of problems or issues, that there's very little to do, if anything, as far as changes or anything like that. I'm very lucky.
And Chief Horton says he's confident he and his staff will keep Carrboro a safe place.
Carrboro is a safe place. Like any other cities or towns across America, we do have our issues at times, but we're fortunate enough they're few and far between.
Walter Horton was officially sworn into the office of police chief in the town of Carrboro yesterday at 2:30 in the afternoon. An international confectionery company says it will locate a new facility here in Orange County, creating 90 new jobs and investing $48 million over the next 3 years. Morinaga & Company was founded in 1899 in Tokyo. It produces a wide array of confectionaries, including milk caramel, chocolates, cookies, foodstuffs, and frozen desserts. Its North Carolina activities will primarily consist of blending syrup, sugar, flavorings, and other ingredients to produce soft candy. Salaries will vary by job function, but total payroll is estimated to be more than $3.4 million plus benefits. The project was made possible in part by a performance-based grant from the One North Carolina Fund of up to $264,000. In other news this morning, the North Carolina House has voted to cancel both of Republican Governor Pat McCrory's 2 vetoes. The House agreed Tuesday to cancel vetoes by the governor requiring drug testing for some welfare applicants and broadening an exemption for employers to avoid using the E-Verify system to check the legal status of new workers. Both margins were above the 3/5 majorities needed to override. The bills now go on to the Senate, where leaders intended to hear and vote on the bills this morning. Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville said earlier yesterday he didn't see any reason why the bills would fail to pass in his chamber by veto-proof margins. North Carolina Statewide School Board scheduled to hear about changes adopted by the General Assembly that allow more crowding in public school classrooms. The State Board of Education meeting today includes a discussion about changes that include eliminating class size limits for fourth graders and above. Kindergarten through third grade classrooms are supposed to have no more than 21 students, but the rewritten law allows up to 24 students in those early grades for the first 2 months of the year. The law says it's a duty of local school boards to make sure class sizes stay within limits. The state school board no longer can add positions at crowded schools. The North Carolina Board of Elections says a student at Elizabeth City State University can run for city council. The board voted unanimously yesterday to allow Montrevious King to run for the seat representing the campus. Pasquotank County Republican Party Chair Pete Gilbert had challenged King's residency. King has been registered to vote in that county, enrolling in college way back in 2009, and says he plans to stay after graduation. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just 3 Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. And don't forget about Fridays on the Front Porch, every Friday at the Carolina Inn. Now with traffic, here's Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing a good, smooth trip this morning to start off of the workday. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any major delays, no accidents out there. We are seeing one delay on the Durham Freeway northbound between I-40 and for about 2, maybe 3 miles north on the Durham Freeway. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're still wondering what you're going to do for dinner tonight at your house, call ahead and take home a Dickie's Family Pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, outstanding, 69 degrees right now, mostly sunshine. High today in the low 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Only a slight chance of rain all the way through the weekend, so pretty doggone good weather over the next few days, for sure.
Wake up with Ron Stutz, and remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
There's less than a week ago to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the community. However, the group is having a little problem. They're struggling with imaging the future of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King, that whole area, and they're struggling to come up with a shared vision. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been following the story and has more here on WCHL. Elizabeth?
Next Tuesday, Chapel Hill residents will have a chance to check in with the Central West Steering Committee to review maps laying out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor. But the 17-member group is at odds over which maps the public should see and what the maps actually represent. Mickey Jo Sorrell told fellow committee members she's not comfortable with any of the current plans.
I personally do not feel that these maps are products that I have endorsed. We have voted on them one piece at a time and as groups, but they were products created by the consultants.
The four versions currently under review were drafted by a consultant following committee discussions to provide a starting point for technical analysis. The maps feature mixed-use development on the north side of Estes near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection, with residential development closer to the schools and a mix of office, institutional, and higher-density housing to the south. Proposed building heights along Estes range from 2 to 4 stories, with 5 to 8 story buildings suggested for some interior parcels of land. But some committee members argue a fifth map should be included, namely a low-density version drafted by an unofficial subset of the group who say they can't support any of the committee's concept plans.
We'll have all the details in the story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. You can also check it out on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now to get to WCHL Championship Sports. Sports brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina head football coach Larry Fedora says he feels his football team is not really that far away. He says the Tar Heels just need to execute and clean up their careless mistakes that turn potential wins to losses against top teams like South Carolina. Coach Fedora says he remains positive about Carolina's outlook for the season. He says if the little mistakes that lead to big plays for their opponents are cleaned up, UNC will be ready to roll.
I don't think that we're that far away. We have to play much better than we did, and that was a disappointing thing, was in our execution in all three phases. But there were some really bright spots in the film. There were some good things that happened. Some young kids got to play, but I would just think, you know, we're going to have to play much better.
Junior defender Norkeithus Otis was an outstanding player in that game. He earned high praise from the coach. He says he definitely stood out as a dynamic player in the opener.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Norkeithus was all over the field. You know, I mean, really was very productive. I believe he had one missed assignment where he didn't take the quarterback one time, and it led to about a 20-yard run by the quarterback, and that was his biggest mishap of the game. But other than that, he was all over the field.
When asked about the morale of the team following the opening loss, Coach Fedora brushed aside that question. He says his team is excited about its first opportunity to play a home game.
I wouldn't think we have anything to be flat about. We have another opponent coming up. We have an opportunity to get a bad taste out of our mouth and that knot out of our stomach, and we're playing in the tar pit. And I mean, that's really all it should take.
You might not know that Coach Fedora spent a few seasons as offensive coordinator at Middle Tennessee State, the next opponent for Carolina. He says it was there that he developed his trademark up-tempo offensive philosophy.
Well, I was just coming out of the Air Force Academy, actually, and it was either going to be we were going to run the option and do what we were doing there at the Air Force Academy, or we were going to spread it out and go no huddle and go multi-tempo at that time. And once I got a good look at the quarterback, it was pretty much that was it. The decision was made.
Nostalgia aside, Coach Fedora understands the need for a rebounding victory for his team. He says that the Tar Heels aren't fired up on Saturday. The Blue Raiders are certainly more than capable of upsetting Carolina.
First of all, you need to understand this team that's coming in here, they've beaten ACC teams. You know, they did it last year, and they've done it before. So they're not going to come in here thinking they can't win a football game, I can assure you. So we'll have all of our focus on Middle Tennessee. We won't be worried about the bye week or what's coming down the road. It'll be all about Middle Tennessee.
You can read this story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel football on our website, chapelbro.com. In fact, we have a whole section on chapelbro.com called Huddle Up with the Heels with lots of interesting stuff. Clemson has surged to its highest ranking in the Associated Press poll in a quarter of a century after the Tigers won the biggest game in the opening weekend of the college football season. Clemson is number 4 in the first regular season top 25 poll, following its 38-35 victory against Georgia in just a thrilling game. Tigers got one first place vote and also had their best showing in the poll since September 12, 1988, when they were number 3. Alabama remains number 1 and got 58 out of 60 first place votes from the media panel. It's almost unanimous after they beat Virginia Tech 35-10 to start out the season. Number 2, Oregon, and number 3, Ohio State. Flip-flop spots from the preseason rankings. Buckeyes got one first-place vote. Stanford is number 5 in that poll. North Carolina men's soccer team slid into the top spot in the college top 25 poll yesterday after opening the season with a double overtime win over Monmouth. Carolina 2-0 now, also earned a dominating 4-0 win over number 13 Coastal Carolina. On Monday this week, Heels were 4th in the preseason poll from the NSCAA. Tyler Engel scored the game-winning goal in both those games, including one in the 103rd minute against the Hawks on Friday night. Carolina's ranked number 2 by both College Soccer News and College and Soccer America, while Top Drawer Soccer plugs the Tar Heels in at number 4. Carolina will face number 4 Notre Dame Sunday, 12 noon on ESPNU. Fighting Irish will be playing their inaugural ACC match again against Carolina on Sunday. 823 WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
UNC should finish cleaning its own house before leading other schools down the primrose path. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Looking at the list of recommendations from the Special Panel on Athletics commissioned by former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, it's easy to see what went wrong at Carolina over the last 3 years. Each item tells of a lack of oversight regarding parts of the athletic program. Number 1, the chancellor has to have authority, responsibility, and accountability for the administration of college athletics. If Thorpe had it when he left, he sure didn't when the football and academic scandals erupted in 2010. Number 2, ensure that the chancellor delegates authority, responsibility, and accountability for that administration. Thorpe might have thought that was the way it worked, but we found out that there were a lot of ladles in the NCAA soup. Number 3, clarify the role of other institutional officers or boards or committees. Someone should have thought of that when the Board of Trustees commandeered the football program, fired John Bunning in 2006, and hired Butch Davis without telling him much more than, just win, baby. Number 4, establish procedures to assure that those with authority can govern without proper influence from others within or outside the university. See number 3, and add to that football players who didn't know or care about the rules, agents who took advantage of them, and insiders who fought to cover up the truth for self-serving reasons. Number 5 is solely dedicated to the Board of Trustees and the Rams Club, pointing out the conflict of trustees who also have athletic influence. Hear that, the so-called athletic trustees who usurp responsibility away from a weak athletic director and a weak or unknowing chancellor? Number 6 and number 7 ensure that those who are in charge of academic support for athletes and compliance with the rules know what they are supposed to do and do not knuckle under to powerful coaches and money managers. The panel's finding and advice go on for 21 pages, but you get the point. Idealistically, there is a recommendation for UNC to be a leader and on the forefront of college athletic reform. With the way the university's reputation has been sullied, it would be well advised to finish restoring that credibility that was lost a long time ago. This is our chance for you. See ya.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of trying to lose weight only to find that the scale has not changed? Do you have a closet full of clothes you cannot wear anymore because you are too big to fit into them? Well, at Move It Be Fit Personal Training in Durham, we'll help you lose weight, feel the best you have in years, and be more self-confident. We'll teach you gradual, moderate nutrition changes and provide you fun, energetic workouts to help you reach your goals. Give us a call at 919-210-4008 so you can start your transformation today.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
67 degrees, 827 at WCHL.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carboro. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named. And once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc. And AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic, trust and logic for your car. It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience.
We need you to be there early.
When USC hosts Middle Tennessee, the new Tar Heel Town will be located in the Bell Tower Park right outside Keenan Stadium with something for every fan. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the victory walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. Food trucks, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, you'll find it at Tar Heel Town this Saturday.
We need you to be wild and crazy when you're here, and we need you to stay late.
Carolina Football Game Day. Be a part of it.
Go Heels!
College football season is here, and ChapelBurrow.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelboro.com/huddle up.
Don't try harder, enjoy more. Imagine experiencing a richer life without the striving, stress, and frustration we can heap upon our lives. My name is Kenneth Fenar, lead pastor at Grace Church in Chapel Hill. There's a better way to do life than gritting your teeth, trying harder, and hoping things get better. Join us this month at Grace Church as we explore a life perspective that is biblical, grace-filled, and fun. Your world will come alive afresh with a new lens on life. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives. GraceLife.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 67% off. $60 for a four-pack of kids' yoga classes, available now for $20. Recharge Pilates and Bar would like to introduce the Triangle's first yoga studio for kids. It's a place where kids are encouraged to use their imagination and their bodies. Go upside down, listen to great music, get really silly, and get strong, all while making new friends and exercising their brains. It's 67% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you by Southern Season. Stop by for delicious food and great wine during their September Food and Wine Festival with gourmet food samples, wine tastings, live music, and other great in-store events, all at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online at southernseason.com. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, sunny this morning, mostly sunny all day, high today in the low 80s, tonight mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Your long-range forecast, in case you're planning on going to the football game on Saturday, we're looking for clear skies on Saturday, with the highs in the low 80s, should be pretty nice. On Saturday night, our temperatures down in the low 60s, and then on Sunday, it's going to be really nice as well, so pretty good weather here over the next several days.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. After living through an unbelievable ordeal,
help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
She and two other women found their kidnapper, Ariel Castro, have been sentenced to life in prison plus 1,000 years. Ariel Castro will serve no more prison time. He's dead. Found hanged in his Ohio cell last night. Tino Ramos is with WBNS-TV.
Upon discovering his lifeless body, the medical staff tried to resuscitate him. Castro was then taken to the Ohio State University Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead at 10:52 p.m.
Investigators today will interview guards and inmates at that facility in Orient, Ohio. Castro was to have been checked on every half hour while in protective custody, away from other prisoners. In Cleveland, this man's thoughts on Castro's suicide.
He didn't take his own life. Somebody was going to take it. He deserved to die.
Reporter Greg Saber on how this could happen.
We don't have details on how Castro could have improvised a sheet or something else to hang himself.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 69 degrees in Chapel Hill. I'm Ron Stutz. The Rawlings panel on the role of athletics on campus life advocated on Tuesday for a more balanced approach and encouraged the university to take a leadership position nationwide, championing responsible spending and greater transparency in all athletics expenses. The panel, chaired by Hunter Rawlings, president of the Association of American Universities, was asked by previous UNC Chancellor Holden Thorpe to make recommendations for the university here in Chapel Hill, as well as other universities around the country, on how to combat the growing issue in higher education. Bubba Cunningham, director of athletics at Carolina, spoke with Aaron Keck immediately after the release of the report to get his immediate reaction. Aaron asked the question, what's your feeling on this?
I don't know if there's anything that really surprised me. I do appreciate all the work of the committee. I know they put in an awful lot of time taking a look at the University of North Carolina, taking a look at the national landscape. And, you know, they put forward what they felt were some very productive recommendations, both for the university and for us to carry forward to our conference and hopefully to some other conferences on a national basis. So, you know, I think the report can be very instructional and very helpful as we move forward.
28 recommendations issued by the panel. How many of them has UNC already implemented, or is UNC already in the process of implementing?
You know, I didn't go through all 28 and say we're doing this or we tried this. You know, I haven't gone through it point by point like that. But I looked at the general categories, and I think that, you know, I think they were very intuitive on what the big issues are. You know, I think governance and oversight are something that that we struggle with. We struggle with it from a national level. You struggle with it locally with between Board of Governors, Board of Trustees, presidents, chancellors, ADs, coaches. So, you know, getting that alignment right, I think, is very important for us.
You can hear the whole conversation and all the details on the story on our website at chapelboro.com. Less than a week ago to go before the Central West Steering Committee is scheduled to present its first draft to the community, the group tasked with imagining the future of the Estes Drive, MLK Boulevard area is struggling to come up with a shared vision. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
Next Tuesday, Chapel Hill residents will have a chance to check in with the Central West Steering Committee to review maps laying out possible land uses and building heights for new development along the Estes Drive corridor.
But the 17-member group is at odds over which maps the public should see and what the maps actually represent. Mickey Jo Sorrell told fellow committee members she's not comfortable with any of the current plans.
I personally do not feel that these maps are a product that I have endorsed. We have voted on them one piece at a time in those groups, but they were products created by the consultants.
The four versions currently under review were drafted by a consultant following committee discussions to provide a starting point for technical analysis. The maps feature mixed-use development on the north side of Estes near the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard intersection, with residential development closer to the schools and a mix of office, institutional, and higher-density housing to the south. Proposed building heights along Estes range from 2 to 4 stories, with 5 to 8-story buildings suggested for some interior parcels of land. But some committee members argue a fifth map should be included, namely a low-density version drafted by an unofficial subset of the group, who say they can't support any of the committee's concept plans. The alternative map limits building heights to 3 stories, adds more single-family housing to Estes, and leaves some interior parcels untouched. Supporters say the plan is responsive to neighbors' concerns about vehicle traffic, pedestrian safety, and environmental conservation. 4 members of the committee, including Julie McClintock, delivered a letter to the group asking that the alternative plan be presented to the public for feedback.
There hasn't been any real dialogue in order to kind of collectively come up with something that will also match what the citizens want. That is actually the reason that the steering committee was formed.
However, many on the committee worry that this alternate plan is too small in scale. Committee co-chair Amy Ryan said while she's willing to consider a less dense scenario, the alternate plan would represent a missed opportunity to plan for increased transit usage and affordable housing in the area.
When I look at this plan, I don't think I would go as far as this because one of the real opportunities that I see in this area is we are on the major transit corridor in town. One of the real goals that the town is trying to do, we're trying to get that transit ridership, which is going to keep people off our streets. We're trying to house more people who are not at the upper end of states who maybe can't afford single-family houses. And I think this is a really good place to do that.
Others in the group took their criticism further. Whit Rummel, who owns undeveloped land on Estes Drive, said the alternate plan lacks vision.
What I'm really concerned about is if we go with something like this, it has no center, no core, no heart, no vision, we've lost. We've lost what we came to do. We've been sold out by people in this neighborhood that want to keep it R1, and that is not our vision.
Nonetheless, McClintock said she plans to circulate copies of the plan at next week's community meeting, with or without the approval of the wider committee. This drew the ire of council liaison Jim Ward, who urged the group to present a united front.
We haven't talked as a group about anything but those 4 maps in terms of having any kind of group discussion about it, and I really feel like you are demonstrating very poor form if you pull out an alternative map that we have not had as a committee. You may feel very strongly about that, but that is not the place to do that.
The Central West Steering Committee is charged with creating a small area plan to be incorporated into the town's revamped comprehensive plan. The group is scheduled to submit its final report to the town council in November. While the committee wrestles with the scope of the project, the process has begun to draw fire from citizens and elected officials outside the group, as recent emails from town manager Roger Stansel show the cost of the consultant's work with the committee has jumped from $92,000 to $230,000. Originally, the town hired planning consultants from Roadside and Harwell to participate in 4 committee meetings and 1 community workshop. Now, the work plan has evolved to include 19 meetings, 2 community workshops, and multiple concept plans. The community will have a chance to evaluate the committee's work next week at an open house at the Amity United Methodist Church on the corner of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The info session will give residents the opportunity to provide feedback on the planning principles, goals, and concepts the committee has developed. Members of the public are invited to drop in between 6:30 and 8:30 on Tuesday, September 10th. The Central West Committee will reconvene to assess the results of the workshop on September 19th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Coming up on WCHL, Walt Mack has today's commentary. He says big business in our community is not a bad thing. And also, later on this half hour, you're going to have an opportunity to hear about Jackie Overton, today's WCHL hometown hero. She works with the UNC Department of Public Safety, and she's also a very nice person. You might even know her for her work in our community through Empowerment, Habitat, and other organizations. Jackie Overton, all the details coming up in just a few minutes. 8:39 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Last week, while we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, part of that dream came true. It came with the publication of Jason Mott's debut novel, The Returned. Mott sets his book in a fictional town of Arcadia, down in Columbus County, where Mott grew up and still lives. Arcadia, says Mott, is a combination of Bolton, his hometown, Lake Waccamaw, and Whiteville. When King gave his famous speech in 1963, Columbus County was not much different than it was in the 1950s when two local newspapers won Pulitzer Prizes for their courageous reporting of substantial Ku Klux Klan activities in that area. It was just the kind of place King dreamed could be transformed so that people would be judged by the content of their character rather than by the color of their skin. So what does Mott's new book set in that county have to do with King's dream? Well, Mott, who's African-American, describes a fictional Columbus County where the race of its residents seems to make little difference. But what about the real Columbus County today? Well, it's not perfect, of course, but Mott says that his home county is for him pretty much the way he describes it in his book. All right, now let's talk about what this book is really about. Here's a summary. Almost 50 years ago, Harold and Lucille Hargrave lost their only child to drowning on his 8th birthday. Now they're in their 70s, and they respond to a knock at the door, and they're met by a federal agent who tells them he's returning their son, Jacob. This boy, or what appears to be their son, is still 8 years old. He recognizes his parents. And though they've aged, Harold and Lucille wonder about who or what this returned Jacob really is. Meanwhile, across the country and throughout the world, more and more of these returned people appear. Formerly dead, now back alive. Their growing numbers create numerous problems. The anti-returned popular movements emerged and threatened violence against the so-called strange beings. The government orders that the returned people should be collected and held in camps. And one of these confinement camps is established in the little town of Arcadia. Little Jacob is taken there. Harold, worried about him, goes in with him. Well, and then more and more about how the returned are treated. This book should be a bestseller because it tells an entertaining and provocative story. But its success is assured because a new ABC television series, it's entitled Resurrection, is based on the book, and it stars Omar Epps, and it begins in March of next year. Well, a TV series based on your first book, that's an author's dream come true, and Dr. King would be proud. This is D.G. Martin.
Good morning. It is 8:43, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for high today in the low 80s. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL.
We offer free head exams. We're sort of famous for it. People think it's funny when we say, get your free head exam. And it does sound funny, but it's serious business because you can lose your diamond if you don't do it. If you don't get your free head exam, I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Of course, the head I'm talking about is not the one attached to your neck. There are other professionals for that. I'm talking about the head of your ring. That's the part that holds your diamond. The head of your ring has prongs, and it has wells that keep the head attached to your ring. Those parts wear out, they get weak, and they break. But foolish you, you didn't get your free head exam at Grimble Jewelers, so you didn't realize that your head was falling apart. And one day your diamond was gone just like that. You can stop that from happening to you. Just come see us at Grimble Jewelers. Say you want your free head exam. You'll laugh, we'll laugh, and we will save your diamond from falling out, and you'll be really happy.
It's the Carolina Football Game Day Experience.
We need you to be there early.
When USC hosts Middle Tennessee, the new Tar Heel Town will be located in the Bell Tower Park right outside Keenan Stadium with something for everything. Join Coach Fedora and the team on the Victory Walk through Tar Heel Town at 10 a.m. food trucks, face painting, bounce houses, you name it, you'll find it at Tar Heel Town this Saturday.
We need you to be wild and crazy when you're here, and we need you to stay late.
Carolina Football Game Day. Be a part of it.
Go Heels!
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking up-to-the-minute weather and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
8:45 at WCHL, traffic and weather together on the way next.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Most of us would say we believe in buying local. It's like saying I believe in hot dogs, apple pie, and the 4th of July. But do we really put our money where our mouth is? Let's face it, there are certain goods and merchandise that simply cannot be bought locally and at reasonable prices. Because of high overhead and not being able to buy large lots of goods at lower prices, local merchants simply cannot compete with the big chain stores and national discounters. It seems, though, that our town's officials have adopted a protectionist attitude. It's not local, then it's some kind of foreign invader that needs to be barred from entering our hallowed grounds. When State Senator Ellie Kennard proposed bringing a Costco to Orange County, she pointed out that Costco is a worker-friendly company. It also pays its employees a fair wage, provides a good benefit, and would help give a badly needed boost to our tax base. Those arguments seem to fall on deaf ears with local officials. Protecting local businesses from outside competition should not be the soul and role of local government. Supposedly, we live in a free society and place heavy emphasis on entrepreneurship and free trade. Bigness isn't all bad, nor is small business necessarily at a disadvantage to the giants. There is room for both small and big business in our community. Small business can react faster than big business and can adjust to changing tastes and styles. They can find niches in the armor of big business and be quite competitive and profitable as well. Perhaps our local government should concentrate on planning that does not involve favoritism or bias toward any one business, whether it is a big business or a small business. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina plays here. UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Don't know about you, but I am all excited about the home opener coming up on Saturday in Chapel Hill. Tar Heels taking on Middle Tennessee State in Kenan Stadium. Game time is 12:30. That means that our coverage will start at 9 a.m. with our exclusive countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. This week, the show goes on the road for this home game to Rams Plaza. We'll be there broadcasting live countdown to kickoff from 9 until 10:30, followed by the good sports with Art C and Bob Lee from 10:30 to 11:30. Then we will have the pregame show for the Tar Heel Network, game time, and even postgame coverage on WCHL called On the Heels. It is a full day of football coverage on WCHL. Tar Heels playing at home for the first time all season and hoping to get back into the win column for the first time this year after that loss to South Carolina in the opening game. Tar Heels are going to be exciting to watch. Lots of wonderful things going on around the stadium. It is a whole game day experience, as we've heard. You've heard us talk about. There's Tar Heel Town and all kinds of things going on in the Bell Tower Park there right next to the stadium. A lot of new things happening this season that have not happened before. You definitely want to be a part of it. First of all, you start by joining us on WCHL starting at 9 o'clock. We'll help get you ready for the game. And football fans can also join me, Rod Stutz, along with Rand Northam, Aaron Keck, Rachel Nash, Jordan Rogers, Art Chansky, and all my other friends here at the radio station by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest. We're doing it on our website, chapelboro.com. Really is interesting. Each week you can choose the winner of 10 select college games. And those games will get harder and harder to pick as the season goes on. Weekly prizes are being given out to the top contestants. Middle Tennessee State on Saturday, how the Tar Heels are going to do, but also we ask you about nine other games around the country Some might be easy to pick, others maybe not. Visit chapelbrew.com/huddleup now, and you can play. You can play 1 week, you can play all weeks, all season long. WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together now, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Traffic has been moving along fairly smoothly all morning long. It is, of course, another school day in our community, and still we've had a few hitches in regards to that in some of the school zones, but basically things have gone pretty well. So things moving along, everything copacetic. If you spot any accidents or experience any kind of unusual delays, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. That goes for not only now, but any time throughout the day. Let us know. You can also tweet us at WCHL. Let us know, and we'll pass along the word to everybody else. But right now, everything's looking pretty good. You know, some of the usual slowdowns, but nothing really out of the ordinary. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, presented by Crom Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crom Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, 69 in Carborough, mostly sunshine, high today in the low 80s, beautiful day. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the low 60s, and then tomorrow, another great day, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 80s. Good weather over the next several days here at WCHL. I guess that's why they call it the southern part of heaven. You get a chance, get outside and enjoy it.
Cater your next special event anywhere in the Triangle and beyond with award-winning Dickie's Barbecue Pit. We will customize for weddings, rehearsal dinners, family reunions, graduations, and more. Simple or fancy, from box lunches, pickup buffets, through full-service catering. Talk to us, your catering experts. Big or small, we can do it all. With 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, you will have a special event that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, located in Durham, off Mount Moriah Road, also in Cary and downtown Raleigh.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Terry Turner from Weaver Street Realty. I'm the business manager, and my job description is pretty much anything that needs to be done. I have to back up the brokers and
do a little bit of everything.
You pretty much are the glue that holds it all together, and everything kind of goes through you.
That is true. I'm the person that's there the most. I'm the one that answers the phone and fills in the holes. You know, jack of all trades, master of none, cat herder, because we have so many personalities. You know, you have to have a sense of humor because, you know, everyone's schedules are busy. And, you know, I've been known to babysit children when they come to the office. Mm-hmm. We had an agent bring a goat to the office one time because somebody was buying it. And so I was taking care of the little goat. You know, IT, I help people fix their computers, play host and ambassador when we have events. I mean, pretty much anything that needs to be done, I do my best to make sure it happens.
Terry Turner says you will enjoy getting to know and doing business with Weaver Street Realty.
You will get a comfortable, welcoming, engaged group of people. We are very involved in the community, and we can help orient you to things that you are interested in, family things.
Whatever is important to you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. Our website is weaverstreetrealty.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's bios for all the agents, so you can get a sense of each person. All our properties are on there. There's paragraphs about all our different communities, you know, Silk Hope and Snow Camp and Saxbahaw, write-ups about those communities and what make them so interesting. Our office is at 116 East Main Street in downtown Carborough. We've been in downtown Carborough for 30 years, and our phone number is 919-929-5658.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
About an hour ago, Wayne Pond was here giving us the word of the day. I want you to call me right now and tell me the word, spell it correctly, and give me the definition. And if you're the first to do so, we will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL. Wayne Pond's word of the day, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jackie Overton works at the University of North Carolina. She's today's
today's WCHL hometown hero.
My formal title is Professional Development Manager in the Department of Public Safety. I came to Carolina in 1975 as a freshman. Really fell in love with Carolina. Graduated, got a bachelor's degree. I have a master's degree, and then I got a graduate certificate in nonprofit leadership.
Jackie Overton has a great sense of customer service.
When I first came to public safety, it was transportation and parking back in 84. And even interacting with parking and being a student, the attitude back then in the 70s was you couldn't go anywhere else to get parking. There was an attitude that you didn't really have to treat people any old kind of way because they had to come to you, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't like that attitude at all. So when I got in a management position, one of the first things I did was to implement some customer service training. And the director took note of that and basically created a training position for me in the department. And that's what I've been doing. And I've been loaned out all over campus for team building, for customer service. It's something I'm very passionate about, and people say that I'm good at it.
Jackie Overton says she loves this university, and certainly it shows.
I fell in love when Charles Kuralt came to celebrate the bicentennial in 1993 and wrote that speech, you know, what is it about Carolina that makes us love it so much? It is, as it was always meant to be, the university of the people. That, to me, sums it up in a nice, neat little package. It's a place where everybody is here, I believe, for the same reason, because they love this place. It's a premier university, the flagship university in the state. It's the first public university in the country. And people are passionate about education, about learning, about students. All of those things come together very well here, and people fall in love with the place.
What do you like to do when you're not working at Carolina?
Oh, I sit on several boards, most notable of which is Empowerment, spearheaded by Dolores Bailey. I served as the president of the board for 4 years, and now I'm the parliamentarian. Work with Habitat, those kinds of things. Things that help the community are things that I like to be involved in.
Well, you obviously get a kick out of trying to make life better for other people.
Well, that's my passion. I try to encourage other people. You're much happier when you follow your passion.
Jackie Overton, training specialist with UNC Department of Public Safety. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 8:57 at WCHL. Congratulations to Don Reinfurt, who's wearing a striped shirt this morning. If you've been around for a while, you know what I'm talking about. Don Reinfurt called in with the word of the day. It is ideate, I-D-E-A-T-E, a verb. It means to form an idea or a concept. Don Reinfurt, our winner of the day, gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne Pond's word of the day, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? We do it at about 10 minutes until 8 o'clock every weekday morning.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches, or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellow fin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal Rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
Hi, can you tell me how to get to the UPS store?
Hi, can you tell me how to get to the UPS store?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
What are you doing? Are you copying me? Why are you copying me?
Because copying is inexpensive and easy right now at the UPS store. Now through September 21st, you can get color copies for just 29 cents a page at the UPS store. Not to mention all the printing and document services they offer every day.
The UPS store at Chapel Hill North, Fordham Boulevard, and Meadowmont.
Chapel Hill North, Fordham Boulevard, and Meadowmont.
Now don't you start. Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's 67% off. $60 for a 4-pack of kids' yoga classes, available now for $20. Recharge Pilates and Bar would like to introduce the Triangle's first yoga studio for kids. It's a place where kids are encouraged to use their imagination and their bodies. Go upside down, listen to great music, get really silly, and get strong, all while making new friends and exercising their brains. It's 67% off from Recharge Pilates and Bar. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather, brought to you by Elmo's Diner. diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Mostly sunshine today. Beautiful weather. High today in the low 80s. Not quite as warm as we've experienced lately.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business